The time is 0949, correction, 0950 hours. It's Friday morning, the 10th of June, 2011, and I'm calling the Williamson County Sheriff's Office at this time regarding the receipt of a letter this morning that tells me that the county sheriff in Williamson County refuses to issue a subpoena against Judge Donald P. Harris. Here we go. The number is 615-790-5560.
Williamson County Sheriff's Office.
Hi, good morning. My name is Walter Fitzpatrick. I'm calling from Sweetwater, Tennessee, which is in Monroe County, Tennessee. And my call is prompted by a letter that I received from Sheriff Long this morning regarding a subpoena he is to issue. I do not know if you're the person that I should speak with about this. If not, please connect me with who.
I will connect you with that department. Hold on.
By the way, I'm recording this.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sheriff's Office warrants.
Yeah, hi, good morning. My name's Walter Fitzpatrick. I'm recording this telephone conversation so that you know.
Okay.
I'm calling from Sweetwater, Tennessee, which is in Monroe County, Tennessee. I received a letter back from Sheriff Long this morning just before 9 o'clock, which is an answer to a subpoena, a summons that he was to issue to a Donald P. Harris in Franklin, Tennessee. That's why I'm calling. If you're not the person I should be speaking with, I need to be connected with that person. Who is the appropriate person to discuss this issue with?
You were served a subpoena?
No. Issued a subpoena. I'm acting pro se on a case, a criminal case, which has been brought against me here in Monroe County. Judge Donald P. Harris has been assigned as the senior judge from the state of Tennessee to hear the case. Judge Harris is a witness in my case, and so I issued a subpoena calling him as a witness. It's a summons that's to be issued to the Sheriff's Department in Williamson County, and the letter I got back this morning from Sheriff Long was that he, Sheriff Long, is not allowed to act upon a summons request from a citizen acting pro se. The only way that the sheriff can act on a summons is when it's issued from and subpoena is when it's issued from a county clerk. That's why I'm calling. There's a problem here.
Okay. I'm trying to figure out if you need to talk to the civil department or if I need to give you to his, I'm not sure if he's there, to his secretary.
Well, one of the things that I would, you see, there's an email exchange. One of the reasons I'm calling this morning, and again, I'm recording this, is to obtain an email for the sheriff so that I can send him an email exchange that I had on this very issue back in 2009 involving the same court clerk here in Monroe County. Her name is Martha M. Marty Cook.
Okay, let me just send you to his secretary, Vicky.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that way she can.
Yeah, it's very
email
important.
And all that. Okay.
That's super. What a great idea.
Okay, hold on just a second.
You. Thank you.
Sheriff's Office.
Yeah, hi, good morning, Vicky. My name is Walter Fitzpatrick.
Yes.
I know your name because I've been connected to you. And by the way, Vicky, I am recording this telephone conversation. Please know that.
Okay.
I'm calling. This is very, very, very serious and very important. Let me give you my telephone number up front so that you have it handy. Again, my name is Walter Fitzpatrick, W-A-L-T-E-R, last name Fitzpatrick, F-I-T-Z, Z as in zebra, Patrick, P-A-T-R-I-C-K, Walter Francis Fitzpatrick III. I am involved in, there's a criminal accusation and trial that I'm facing as the accused here in Monroe County, Tennessee. Because of the conflicts enjoyed by the sitting circuit court judges here in this criminal court in Monroe County, Tennessee, it was assigned to a special judge who is officed out of Franklin, Tennessee. His name is Donald P. Harris. Donald P. Harris has become a witness in my case. I'm acting as my own attorney. I have been qualified to act pro se. That's what I'm doing. I issued a subpoena which was to be served by Sheriff Long to Donald P. Harris. Mm-hmm. And I got a letter back today, which I suspect you may have typed out, which tells me that Jeff Long, the sheriff, can't serve a summons on anyone unless the summons has been issued out by a court clerk.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. I've been through this process before. I attempted to do exactly that back in October of 2009. I was told exactly the same thing. So I went to, and I'm not going to get into the details of that event, but I went to the Sessions Court clerk where I was told to go, having been sent away from the Circuit Court clerk's office, told to go to the Sessions Court office. I spoke that day on the 7th of October 2009 with a woman named Karen Wilburn. She told me in this email that I write about here that I can't. She can't, as a clerk, issue a summons against anybody who is in government.
Mm-hmm.
That includes judges. That includes attorneys, prosecuting attorneys. That includes district attorneys, generals. That includes grand jury foremen. I was told that, and while I'm standing there with Miss Wilburn on this day, I've got this, it's documented, it's logged. I'm a naval officer, okay? I've got this very, very meticulously recorded. Miss Wilburn said she didn't know on first glance, on its face, whether or not she could issue the summons. She had to go and talk with her boss, a woman named Martha Cook, who is today, as she was back in 2009, the elected circuit court clerk for Monroe County. With me so far?
Yes, but you would really need to speak with the sheriff about this. He actually typed his own letter.
Okay.
If you leave your number, Mr. Fitzpatrick, I'll have him give you a call.
That would be delightful.
Okay.
Let me and tell him I will be recording this when he calls.
Okay.
One. Two, if I could just give you a little bit of more information so that he can prepare himself for the phone call. Okay. Again, my name is Walter Francis Fitzpatrick.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I have Miss Cook, who is the criminal court clerk here, the circuit court clerk here, is accused and legitimately accused as a criminal actor herself.
Okay. Mr. Fitzpatrick, if you will leave your number, I'll be glad to have the sheriff give you a call and you can relay all this information to him.
Okay. There's a website. It's called the Post and Email. Google my name. Google the Ellington murder trial. Miss Cook is involved in that. She is accused with federal law enforcement and state law enforcement officials as a criminal actor.
Mm-hmm.
She's blocking me from trying to bring government officials who are criminal actors to account.
Okay. Can I have your phone number, Miss?
Sure. My telephone number in Sweetwater is area code 423.
Okay.
The telephone number is 351-9677. I'll say that again. The area code 423. Telephone number 351-9677.
Hello.
I'm here. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You cut off.
Yeah. The telephone number is the area code first is 423.
Okay.
The telephone number is 351-9677.
Okay. 423-351-9677.
Correct.
Okay, Mr. Fitzpatrick, I will give him your message.
When can I expect his phone call?
He is not in the office this morning. I'm not sure if he'll be in this afternoon or if it will be Monday. But as soon as I see him, I'll give him this message.
This is terribly urgent. If you can catch him out of the office and have him give me a call, that would be appropriate.
Okay.
Thank you, Vicki.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Time now is, it's just sneaking up on 10 o'clock on Friday morning, the it is now 10 o'clock, Friday morning, the 10th of June, 2011.